always enjoy getting to be here and to worship with you. Thank you for your support and prayers. A couple of you told me this morning that you pray for me as I travel, and I appreciate that so much.
Some of you have
given and helped, and thank you so much.
而且你们在经济上也支持我, 非常感谢大家。
The last day I was teaching in India, a lady said, "Thank you for coming to teach us."
我在印度的最后一天给他们讲课的时候, 有一个女士上来跟我说, 谢谢您来给我们, 做培训。
I know it must be hard to travel so far.
我知道你旅行这么老远的, 肯定是很辛苦。
And she should have stopped there.
她这时候应该停下来了。
But she did not.
但是她没停下来, 还继续说。
Especially for someone of your age.
他下面说的这句话, 我听得就不太舒服了。 他说特别是像您这么大年纪了, 还来这么老远。
So, please do not talk about my age or I will hit you with my cane.
所以你可千万别跟我说, 你这么大年纪了, 不然我可能会揍你一巴掌。
Do you ever look back on your life and think, what if I had done some things different?
你有没有曾经回想你的过去的这个生活，你就想，我如果那时候做一个不同的选择，又会怎么样呢？
A young couple gets married and they buy a few things that they really can't afford, but you know they just got married and they're excited.
你知道，年轻人刚刚结婚，肯定都会想要买一些很好的东西。那有一对年轻夫妻，他们买了一些他们实际上根本也付不起的这些很贵的东西。
And then a little more, and a little more, and a little more.
然后他们好东西大家都想买嘛, 他们就不断地在买更多更多。
And a few years down the road, they find themselves drowning in debt.
结果几年以后, 他们就发现自己债务缠身了。
Asking,
他们就问他们自个儿,
what if we had chosen a simpler lifestyle?
如果我们刚刚结婚的时候, 我们选择一个更简单一点的生活方式, 又会怎么样呢?
Friend of mine is 65 years old.
我有一个朋友65岁。
He's been sober for about 10 years.
他大概就有10年都没有喝酒了。
But he has some serious health problems that were caused by 30 years as an alcoholic.
但是在那之前他有30年之酒都是酗酒的,所以他这个30年的这个酗酒的这个生涯给他的身这个健康带来了非常大的影响,所以说现在他尽管10年没喝酒了,但是这个身体状况一直还不好。
He said sometimes I look back and I ask, what if I had never taken the first drink.
所以他就跟我说, 哎呀, 有时候我就回想我过去的生活, 我就想, 如果我在青少年的时候, 那第一杯酒我没有喝, 我的一辈子会是什么样的?
Most what ifs are useless.
大部分的这种, 如果这样会怎么样, 都是没用的。
By the time we ask what if, it's too late to change.
因为当我们问这个问题的时候, 哎呀, 当年我如果没那样做会怎么样, 已经都太晚了。
But this morning I want to look in Romans 8 at three what ifs that you can change.
但是今天早上我们一起来读罗马书第八章，我想要有三个这种假设的情况，如果当初怎么样会怎么样，我想问大家，这些事情是我们可以改变的。
For the last 2 months, I guess, I have been reading Romans 8 almost every day.
我过去的2个月几乎每天都在读罗马书。
And I find this chapter addresses some fears that many of us face.
我觉得罗马书这个第八章啊, 就回答了我们一些人心中的这种恐惧, 我们很多人都有这样的恐惧。
So I'm going to ask three questions this morning.
所以今天早上我想问大家三个问题。
And as I ask them, perhaps for one of them you will say, that's me, that's my question.
如果我问你这三个问题, 说不定你们中间有人会说, 哎呦, 这就是我的问题。
If so, maybe circle it in your bulletin.
如果是这样的话, 你把这个问题打个圈, 画下来。
And go home and begin to ask God, God, would you change me so that my future can be different than my past?
如果是这样的话, 你回家你就问你自己, 主啊, 你能不能改变我, 让我的未来和我的过去不一样?
The first question I want to ask this morning is, what if I didn't have to be afraid of God?
第一个问题我要问大家的第一个假设的问题就是, 如果我不需要畏惧神的话, 会怎么样?
Now, I don't mean by that a healthy fear of God.
我们都知道, 如果我们对神有敬畏之心, 这种敬畏是健康的。
There is a healthy fear of God that's based on respect, and it's based on a relationship with God.
我们对神的敬畏是健康的，因为这是出于我们对神的尊重，而且神是爱我们的，我们知道我们跟他有亲密的关系。
But I'm talking about an unhealthy fear.
但是我谈到的是这种不健康的一种恐惧感。
A fear that comes from a lack of trust and relationship.
这种恐惧感是来自于跟神没有亲密的关系，而且对神没有信靠。
A fear that comes because I really don't have a close relationship with God, and so I don't trust that He's doing what is best for me.
这种畏惧是来自于我跟神没有亲密的关系，所以我不能够相信神是为我的好处来着想的。
Maybe you're an unbeliever.
也许你还没有信神。
And you're afraid that someday you will face God's judgment.
你有点害怕，你会觉得有一天你会面对神的审判。
This morning I ask, what if you didn't have to be afraid of God?
今天早上我就问你这个问题，如果你不需要害怕神的话，
What if you could face him with confidence because you know your sins are forgiven?
如果你能够在面对神的时候有这样的信心，你相信你的信罪已经得到赦免的话，会怎么样？
You see, Romans 8 begins like this. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
罗马书的第八章第一节，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
I don't have to be afraid of God.
我不需要再去害怕神。
Why?
为什么？
For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
If you're an unbeliever who asks, "What if I did not have to be afraid of God?"
如果你还没有信神，你在问。我如果不用去害怕神的话会怎么样呢？
I have good news.
我跟你有好消息。
Jesus died to pay the penalty for your sins.
耶稣基督在十字架上的死已经付了你的这个罪的代价了。
If you put your faith in him,
如果你的信在基督身上，
there is no condemnation.
就不再定罪了。
You do not have to be afraid of God.
你不必再害怕神。
But most of us here are believers.
但是我们中间大部分人都是基督徒。
And I've met Christians who also have an unhealthy fear of God.
我也见到很多基督徒，他们已经是基督徒，但是他们心里对神还是存在着这种畏惧的心理。
You live with this fear that you're just one small slip from God's wrath.
你就心里头总有这种畏惧，你就觉得你离神的怒气还就差那么一点点距离了。
A fear that God is waiting to condemn you.
你就担心说神在等着惩罚你呢。
That he's dissatisfied because you aren't quite as good as you should be.
因为你不像神所希望你的那么好，所以你就总觉得神对你不满。
You're a Christian, but inside you really are afraid of God.
你是个基督徒，但是心里面你对神有畏惧之心。
What if?You didn't have to live with that fear.
你如果心里能够不带着这样的恐惧去生活，又怎么样呢？
What if you could know that God looks on you not with a frown of disapproval?
你如果能够相信说神看着你的时候不是皱着眉头，心里头很不满的样子，
but with a smile that says, "That's my son, that's my daughter."
而是神脸上带着微笑看着你说，这是我的儿子，这是我的女儿。
You see, listen to what Paul wrote.
你看看保罗是怎么说的。
Verse 14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
他说，凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
And then he says, you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕。
But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons.
所受的乃是儿子的心。
By whom we cry.Abba, Father.
因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
Abba is a child's term for a loving father.
阿爸就是一个小孩子对着一个慈爱的父亲的称呼。
It's the Aramaic equivalent of Baba.
它就像是亚兰文中相当于说爸爸这个称呼。
If you're a Christian and you ask, what if I didn't have to be afraid of God?
如果你是基督徒，你问这个问题，如果我不用害怕神会怎么样？
Romans 8 has some good news.
罗马书第八章有很好的消息。
God has adopted you into His family.
神已经把你领到他的家。
You have the full privileges of a son or daughter.
你已经完全有儿子和女儿的位分了。
You are a brother, a sister of Jesus.
你是耶稣的弟兄姐妹。
And God loves you as much as he loves Jesus.
神爱你就和爱耶稣一样多。
You do not need to be afraid of your father.
你不必害怕你自己的父亲。
He loves you.
他爱你。
Unconditionally.
是无条件的爱你。
But then there's a second question I want to look at this morning.
然后就回到就来到我们第二今天早上的第二个问题了。
What if I did not have to be afraid of failure in my Christian life?
如果在我的基督徒生活之中，我不害怕失败会怎么样呢？
Maybe you are trying to live the Christian life.
也许你是努力的在过一个基督徒的生活。
But it seems too difficult.
但是看起来好像太难了。
You have a long checklist of things that you need to do as a Christian.
就单子上长长的一条单子，每一条你都要去画。我这点做到了没有？这点做到了。
Another long checklist of things that you can't do because you're a Christian.
然后还有一个长长的一个单子，上面列的都是作为基督徒你不应该做的事儿，也是要一条一条的划过去。
And at times the list become overwhelming.
但有时候这个单子实在太长了，我们觉得实在是做不到。
What if you didn't need to fear failure?
那如果你不必害怕会失败的话又怎么样呢？
Because
因为
you don't live the Christian life in your power.
因为你不是靠着自己的能力去过基督徒的生活。
Now, if I gave a test as a Chinese audience, so you would be ready for a test.
我们中国人都喜欢考试，所以我要是给你们一场考试的话，
And you would get the right answer. I think everyone here would get a 100.
我相信我们所有的人的回答的答案都会是对的。
True or false?
这个答案就这个问题就是是还是否。
We live the Christian life through God's grace.
我们靠着神的恩典过基督徒的生活，这是对的还是不对？
Everyone would say true.
每个人都会说那当然是对的了。
I would give out certificates.
然后你这样每个人都拿一个证书。
And some of you who took your certificate home.
有的人就拿着这个证书回家了。
And hung it on the wall.
把它挂到墙上去。
I got 100% on Pastor McElwain's test.
这麦牧师的这个考试，我得了100分。
You would then go home and live the opposite.
结果你回到家，你过的日子还是跟过去一样，还是完全是相反的。
You know the right answer.
你知道这个答案是这样。
But in daily life,
但在日常生活之中。
We end up relying not on God's grace, but on our efforts.
我们还是靠着自己的努力在过日子，不是靠着神的恩典。
I hope this will translate into Chinese. But in English, we have a phrase to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps.
在英文之中有一个短语，我们中文其实也有这个，它就是说你揪着自己的鞋带，想要把自己给拉起来。
Someone who reaches down, takes his bootstraps and tries to pick himself up.
有人就想要把自己能够给拎起来，他揪着自己的鞋带想要把自己拎起来。
It means to rely on yourself instead of depending on others for help.
这个意思就是完全靠着自己的力量，不依赖别人来帮助，能够让自己能够重新振作。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在于
，It's impossible to lift yourself up by your own bootstraps.
问题在于你揪着自己的鞋带想要把自己拽起来是不可能的。
Go home and try it.
你回家去可以试试看。
Call 911 first because you're going to get hurt.
先打电话打911，因为你这样揪着鞋带拼命的揪，有可能就要伤着自个儿。
So just make sure they're already on their way.
你在他们在那个911在路上的时候，你再揪鞋带。
You can't do it.
你做不到的。
But there are many Christians who are trying to live bootstrap Christianity.
但是你知道，有很多的基督徒都在试图过。过这种叫携带基督教的这种生活。
It looks like this.
就好像是这样的情形。
God has a high standard of performance.
神对于我们的表现有太高的标准。
And I've got to try really hard to get there.
我得要努力的才能够达到这个标准。
And so they are constantly straining to do well enough.
所以我必须要不断的去挣扎着想要做得足够好。
And they are constantly frustrated.
而且我时常会有挫败感，因为够不着嘛。
Because I can never quite get there.
因为那个标准太高了，真是够不着啊。
You remember Paul's testimony in Philippians 3?
你还记得保罗在腓立比书的第三章里的他的这个见证吗？
He says, look at my spiritual pedigree.
他说你看看我的这个属灵的出身。
I was a member of the most honored groups in Israel.
我是以色列最被尊重的这个族群的一员。
I was careful to check every box of the law.
这个所有这个律法要求的，我一样一样都做到了。
I worked hard to please God.
而且我很努力的想要去讨神的喜悦。
I had it all together.
我所有的事情我都在这努力做到。
And then he says.
然后他说。
When it came to meeting God's demands.
但是从这个角度来说，达是不是达到了神的要求？
It was all rubbish.
这些都是粪土。
It counted for nothing.
这些都不算什么。
Now, we aren't first century Jews.
我们不是第一世纪的。
We don't say I'm a member of the tribe of Benjamin.
我们不会像保罗那样说啊，我是便雅悯支派的一个成员。
I'm a Pharisee.
我是个法利赛人。
But many of us live with a modern version of Paul's list.
但是我们很多人都是在过着一个现代版本的这个保罗的这个担子。
We try very hard to meet God's expectations in our ability.
我们就靠着自己的能力，努力的想要够到神的标准。
And it's impossible.
但是这个是真是做不到。
We're too weak to resist temptation.
我们在面对诱惑的时候实在是太过软弱。
We can't love those who wrong us.
我们对那些错怪我们的人，我们也没有爱心。
Yeah, you're right, Richard. We can try.
我们可以去
努力。But we're going to fail.
可是肯定会失败呀。
We can't live as God demands, and so we give up.
我们也没法像神要求我们的那样去生活，所以我们干脆就放弃了。
We say it's too difficult.
我们就说这实在太难了。
And I have some bad news for you.
所以我有一些坏消息给你。
It really is too difficult.
真的是，实在是太难了。
We can't reach the standard he requires.
我们真的达不到神的标准。
You're too weak.
你太软弱。
I'm too weak.
我也太软弱。
Believe it or not,
不管你相不相信,
even Dr. Wingham can't quite do it.
连温牧师都做不到。
He's closer than me, but he still can't do it.
温牧师肯定离那个标准比我更近，但是他也做不到。
But Paul has some wonderful news in Romans 8.
但是在罗马书第八章，保罗也有很好的消息给我们。
The bad news is,
坏消息是,
you and I cannot meet God's expectations.
我们都达不到神的标准。
But verse 11, Paul gives us some wonderful news.
但是在第八章十一节，保罗给了我们很好的消息。
If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you,
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里。
He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Paul says,
保罗说,
the spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Spirit,
叫耶稣基督从死里复活的圣灵,
lives in you.
住在你们里面。
He gives spiritual life to your mortal bodies.
他会给你这必死的身体一个圣灵。
And through him,
靠着他,
you can live the life God calls us to live.
你可以活出耶稣, 主叫我们去活出的生命。
Maybe you grew up in a home where your parents were never satisfied with your performance.
也许你从小生活的这个家庭环境就是你的父母对你的表现从来都不满意。
Now I know that would be very rare in a Chinese church.
我知道对于中国家庭这事儿不太不是这样的，是不是？
Where everyone gets a trophy.
我们每个人都拿一个奖杯。
But believe it or not, there are families where it's very, very, very hard to please mom and dad.
但是你知道，还是有一些家庭，在这个家庭里头，父母对孩子的表现从来都不够满意。
You never heard them say, "Good job, I'm proud of you."
你从来没有听到他们说，干得好，我真是为你感到骄傲。
And you may be tempted to see God through the lens of your earthly parents.
如果是这样的话，你有可能就通过你父母的眼光，把神也看成你父母。
That you can never quite satisfy him.
所以你就在想，我不管做什么事情都不能够满足神的这个，不能让神觉得满意。
Paul said.
保罗说,
that you can live a life that pleases God.
你可以过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
Not through your strength.
不是靠着自己的能力。
But because the Holy Spirit is working in you.
而是因为圣灵住在你的里面。
He is giving you spiritual life.
圣灵会让你有一个属灵的生命。
After he met Jesus on the road to Damascus,
保罗在见到在这个去大马色的路上见到耶稣以后，
Paul forgot about that list that he gave in Philippians 3.
保罗就完全忘记了他过去在这个腓立比书第三章里列出了那条他的出身啊，这个能成就的这些单子。
He forgot about all of his efforts to do it in his own power.
他也完全忘掉了靠着自己的努力想要达到的这些要求。
And he said,
他说，
It is no longer I who live,
现在活着的不再是我，
but Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
If your question this morning is, what if I did not have to be afraid of failing as a Christian?
如果今天早上你的问题是，如果我作为一个基督徒做得不成功，我有很多失败的话，我如果不必为此感到害怕，又会怎么样？
Romans 8 says you don't have to be afraid.
罗马书第八章说你不必害怕。
Through Christ living in you,
靠着住在你里面的基督，
you can live as God calls you to live.
你能够活出神呼召你所过的生活。
It's not up to your efforts.
这不是靠着自己的努力。
It's Him living in you.
而是靠着住在你里面的那一位。
But there's one more what if.
但是还有一个假设的问题。
What if I didn't have to be afraid?Of the future.
如果我不必为对未来感到恐惧，又会怎么样呢？
I'll be honest, this one is my question. This is the one I have to solve.
我很坦率地跟大家说，这个是我自己的问题，所以我会把这个问题打上一个圈。
Because I've learned the future is very uncertain.
因为我已经学到了未来是不确定的。
A few weeks before I left for India.
我在去印度之前的几周，
A friend asked if we could meet for breakfast.
有一个朋友就跟我问我说，我们能不能一起吃一个 早餐？
You know, I'm really busy getting ready for this trip.
我就跟他讲，哎呀，我实在太忙了，因为要准备去印度，有很多的讲道稿啊，什么的事情要去做准备。
Let's have breakfast as soon as I get back.
所以我从印度一回来，我们就一起吃个早餐吧。
No rush, he's in good health.
我不用着急嘛，他的健康状况蛮好的。
Before I got back from India,
但是我从印度回来之前，
my friend had died of a brain aneurysm.
这个朋友就是因为脑动脉瘤突然破裂去世了。
The future is uncertain.
所以未来对我们都是不确定的。
And because of that, many of us live with some fear.
就因为未来不确定，我们很多人在恐惧之中生活。
What's going to happen?
以后会发生什么事呢？
What's going to happen in our world?
在我们的世界以后会变成什么样？我自己的生活以后会是什么样呢？
So this morning I ask, what if I didn't have to be afraid of the future?
所以今天早上我问大家，如果我们不必对未来怀有恐惧，会怎么样？
And the last half of Romans 18 or 8 gives us four reasons we don't have to live in fear.
就罗马书的下半章就给了我们一个很完整的一个答案。
It starts in verse 18.
我们不必对未来感到恐惧，是从第十八节开始的。
I do not need to fear the future.Because God has a plan for all of creation.
我不必对未来感到恐惧，因为神对所有的受造之物都有一个计划。
Listen to what Paul says.
听听看保罗怎么说。
He's looking at the troubles in this world.
他在看当时这个世界的一些各样的问题。
And then he says,
他说，
I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
For the creation waits with eager longing.
受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
For the revealing of the sons of God.
受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
One translator puts it like this.
这句话这个就是切望等候这个
状态。 Creation itself is on tiptoe with expectation.
他说这些受造之物都垫着脚在那等候，
waiting for God's plan to be revealed.
等候神的计划显现出来。
Paul says the whole world, the whole creation,
保罗是说所有的受造之物，
is groaning and suffering,
都在受苦楚，在忍受，
because of the fall, because of sin,
就是因为我们的罪，因为当初这个伊甸园的堕落。
Our world is broken,
我们的世界是破碎的。
He says, but creation is on tiptoe.
但是他说受造之物在切望，
just waiting for the day when God's plan is accomplished，
在等候那一天，等着神的计划能够彰显。
When everything is put back to rights in our world，
到那一天，我们这个世界的秩序都会回到正确的这个轨道上了。
When God undoes the damage of the fall，
神会把这个堕落带来的这个所有的这个伤害都会复原。
You and I can live without fear of the future because we know that we are headed to a glorious future.
你我不必为对未来感到恐惧，因为我们都知道我们是在朝着这个荣耀的一个未来前进。
One morning this week in my devotions, I read Psalm 75.
有一天早上，我在这个我在灵修的时候，我读到这个诗篇的第七十五。
God is speaking and He says this.
神是这样说的。
At the time I have planned.I will bring justice against the wicked.
我到了所定日期，必按正在，我必要施行，必按正直施行审判。
I read the psalm and I thought he could have written this in 2024.
我看到这个诗篇上这一句话，我说这句话实际上可以是对我们2024年的人是这样。
He looks at a world. The psalmist looks at a world of injustice.
这诗篇的作者当时看到这世界上到处都是这些不正之风。
Verse 3, he sees a world that is tottering, that is uncertain, that is unstable.
他看到第三节，我们读到这个诗篇75章第三节，他说地和其上的居民都消化了，意思就是都战战兢兢的。
Verse 4, he sees a world filled with boastful, wicked people.
第四节，我对狂傲人说不要行事狂傲，对恶人说不要举脚，因为这些世界都充斥着这样的一些恶人。
People who proudly celebrate wickedness that they should be ashamed of.
他们为这些应该感到羞耻的事情，居然还在那满街招摇，去到处去宣扬。
The psalmist looks around and says, things look.
所以这个诗篇的作者当时在周围去看，说这个世界真是看起来太糟糕了。
And God says,
神说
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
At the right time.
到了所定的日期。
At the time I have planned.
到了我所计划的日子。
I will bring justice to this world.
我要按照正直实行审判。
I will put everything right.
我会把一切都给放到正确的轨道上。
If you're afraid of the future.
如果你对未来感到害怕。
Romans 8 says,
罗马书第八章说
The whole creation is waiting with you.
受造之物都在跟你一起切望等候。
But God's plan will be accomplished.
但是神的计划必然实现。
He has never failed.
神从来没有失败过。
And this plan will come about.
所以他的计划一定会实现。
But you might say, I say,
我自己会这样说。
Well, that's fine. God has a plan for the whole world.
这很好啊，神对整个世界有他的一个计划。
But honestly, right now, I'm not primarily worried about the whole world. I'm worried about the problems that are coming in my life.
但是我现在我没有对全世界的事儿感到担心，我担心的是我自己的生活。
That's where I really start to fear.
因为我对我自己的未来还是觉得会害怕，不确定。
So starting in verse 28,
所以从这个第28节
开始 Paul gives me another reason I don't have to be afraid.
保罗又给了我们另外一个理由，我们不必感到害怕。
I don't need to fear the future because God is accomplishing His purpose for me in my life.
我不必为对未来感到害怕，因为神也在我的生命中实现他造我的计划。
Yes, He has a plan for the whole creation.
神对所有的受造之物都有一个计划。
But closer to home, He has a plan for you personally.
而且。对，说到你具体的，说到每一个人，他对你的生活有一个具体的一个独特的计划。
Romans 8:28.
罗马书第八章二十八节。
And we hope that for those who love God, all things work together for good.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
A few of you are awake, and a few are asleep.
你们中间有的人还醒着，有的人已经睡着了。
It doesn't say, and we hope.
他没有说我们。
And we know.
而是我们晓得，我们已经知道了。
Paul is absolutely certain.
神保罗是非常非常确定的。
That for those who love God,
那些爱神的人
all things are working together for good.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人。
What if you knew? Not just that God is doing what's good for the world in general.
所以你要知道，神不是说啊，全世界都为这个整个世界的一个好处。
Not just that God is doing what's good for other people.
不止如此，也不只是说神在为别人的好处去努力去做事。
Not just that God has some kind of a master plan and He's moving you around to fit into that plan.
也不是说神有一个超大的计划，他把你当一个棋子一样摆在这儿摆在那儿。
What if you knew?
如果你知道。
that God is working all things for your personal good.
你要是知道神让万事都互相效力，叫你得益处，又怎么样？
That he has a great plan.
神有一个伟大的计划。
We're not going to go through it this morning, but in verse 29, he tells us his plan is to shape every one of us to look like Jesus.
神告诉我们，他的计划是让我们所有的每一个人都能够更像耶稣。
What if you knew?
如果你知道
that he is preparing you,
他在预备你
for an eternity of joy.
以后会享有永远的这种喜乐。
He is transforming you into his image.
他在改造你，让你能够像更像耶稣。
And that everything he allows in your life,
在你生命中他所允许的每一件事情
he is pulling together,
他都把这些事让他们互相效力
to accomplish that purpose for you,
来达到神为你所定的计划。
What if you knew,
如果你知道
that if you knew as much as he knows,
如果你跟神一样知道这么多关于你未来的事
you would choose what he has chosen for your life,
你也会选择神已经为你选择的你的生命。
That's what Romans 8 tells me.
这就是罗马书第八章跟我
们说的。 That God is doing what is best for me.
神在为我做对我最好的事。
So I don't have to be afraid.
所以我不用害怕。
Even when I don't understand it all,
即使我不是完全理解。
I can trust God's good plan for my life.
我可以相信神为我的生命的计划都是美好的。
But sometimes I'm tempted to think, okay, so he has this plan.
有时候我就有点想要这么
And he's moving everything around.
好啊，神有这么个计划，而且让万事都互相效力。
Meanwhile,
但与此同时
I'm the one who's getting moved around.
我被神就这样摆来摆去，是不是？
And it's kind of lonely down here.
我在这儿觉得挺孤单的。
And I feel like I'm on my own. I feel like I'm on my own.
我觉得我好像就完全就是我一个人而已。
Well, he has this big plan.
神有这么一个超大的计划。
So Paul gives me another reason I don't have to be afraid.
但是保罗就给我另外一个理由原因让我们不必害怕。
I don't need to fear the future.
我不必为未来感到恐惧。
Because God is for me.
因为神是跟我站在一边的。
He's on my side.
神在我这边。
If you circled that question, what if I didn't have to be afraid of the future?
如果你画的也是第三个问题，就是我如果对未来不必
恐惧的话，怎么样？ You need to know that God says I'm on your side.
你需要知道，神说我在你这一边。
Listen to what Paul says, verse 31.
保罗在第八章三十一节这么说。
If God is for us, who can be against us?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
And then Paul reminds us of just how much God is for us.
所以神保罗又提醒我们，让我们再次提醒我们说，神是好怎样来帮助我们。
Do you want to know how committed God is to your good?
你想要知道神对你的这个好处，他的委身到了什么程度吗？
Verse 32.
第三十二节。
He who did not spare his own son.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子
，but gave him up for us all.
为我们众人舍了。
How will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗？
Do you see Paul's logic?
你看到保罗在这里的逻辑了吗？
God has already given his own son for you.
神已经把他自己的儿子都给了你了。
You can trust him to give you whatever you need.
你可以相信神会给你赐给你所有一切你需要的东西。
He is on.Your side.
神在你的这一边。
Several years ago, I spoke at a Haitian church in downtown Fort Pierce.
几年前，我在这个 Fort Pierce 那个城的市中心，在一个海地的教会讲道。
It was late on a Saturday night when I spoke.
我那天讲道的时间是星期六的晚上。
I hope I don't sound racist.
我说这话，我不是因为我是个种族主义者。
But the church was, the parking lot was two blocks from the church.
但是这个停车场离教会有两个这个街区的距离。
And on a Saturday night, the streets were full of gang members and drug dealers all out doing their business.
星期六的晚上，这个街道上充斥的都是些什么呀？就是贩毒的，就是偷偷的卖毒品的，还有这些黑帮成员。所以这个街上乱糟糟的。
And I was the only person without color on the street.
那条街上都是，我不是种族主义者，他说他是唯一的白人。都别的都不是白人。
I would have been scared to death.
我要是一个人的话，我肯定吓得要死。
But my student Marcellin is the one who arranged for me to speak.
但是我的学生 Marcellin 是那天跟我，他安排了这一场讲道。
A Haitian guy.
他是海地人。
Who is huge?
他是非常强壮。
250 or 300 pounds of just pure muscle.
他大概有250磅到300磅重，而且浑身都是肌肉。
And we're walking down the street, and I'm as close to him as I can get.
我就跟他一起从那街上走，我就拼命的就拽着他一起，跟他紧紧的拉着他一起走。
One of those guys yelled something.
旁边有个人冲我们就吼了一句啥。
And I looked at Marcellin.
我看着这个 Marcellin.
I said, I'm sure glad you're with me.
我说，哎呀，我太高兴了，你跟我在一起。
I wouldn't want to be here alone.
我可不想一个人在这样的地方。
And this morning,
今天早上,
Paul says to you,
保罗对你说,
when you're surrounded by trouble,
当你周围都是觉得让你无法克服的困难的时候,
when the future looks hopeless,
当你的未来看起来毫无盼望的时候,
you can look at God and say,
你可以看着神说,
I'm sure glad you're with me.
我真高兴你在我旁边。
I wouldn't want to be here alone.
我可不想一个人在这里。
Paul goes on.
然后保罗继续说,
he says, yes, there'll be trouble.
以后的确是会有患难,
but we don't have to fear the future.
但是我们不必对未来感到恐惧。
Why?
为什么呢?
And this may be the most wonderful part of the chapter.
也许这一章里面这一句是让我们觉得最好的。
Because starting in verse 35,
因为从第35节他说,
he says, I do not need to fear the future.
他说我不必对未来感到恐惧,
because nothing can separate me from the love of God.
因为没有任何一件东西可以让我和神的爱隔绝。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢?
Shall tribulation or distress?
难道是患难吗? 是痛苦吗?
Or persecution?
是逼迫吗?
Or famine?
是饥饿吗?
Or nakedness?
是赤身露体吗?
Or danger?
是危险吗?
Or the sword?
是刀剑吗?
Verse 36, he says, yes, we may suffer persecution.
他第36节他说是的，也许我们会被逼迫。
But will these things separate us from the love of Christ?
但是这些事能够使我们与神的爱隔绝吗?
No.
不会的。
In all these things,
在所有这一切上,
we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
他靠着爱我们的主在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。
More than conquerors.
得胜有余。
I like to read history.
我很喜欢看历史书。
And once in a while, there will be a battle where one side wins, but they just kind of limp away from the field. They barely survived.
我在历史书上经常看到是两方对战，其中一方得胜了，可是这个赢的也是很辛苦啊，他们最后从这个战场上退出去的时候也是瘸着腿的，因为这个赢的非常辛苦。
Paul says that's not our victory.
保罗说这可不是我们打的胜仗。
We are more than conquerors.
我们得胜有余了。
That means to wipe out the enemy.
他的意思就是我们把敌人已经消灭的一个不剩。And
take total possession of the field.
我们对于这个战场已经是完完全全的占领了整个的战场。Paul
says the enemies have run.
保罗说这个敌人已经远远的逃跑了。How
can he be so sure of this?
他怎么能够对这样这么确信呢?
And here's the answer.
他的答案是,
here's what you need to remember in the worst times of life.
你在生命之中最困难的时候，这是你需要记住的。
When the future looks absolutely frightening,
当我们的未来看起来真是可怕的时候,
Paul says,
保罗说,
I am sure that neither death nor life, verse 38,
第38节, 因为我深信无论是死,
nor angels nor rulers,
是生是天使是掌权的,
nor things present today nor things to come,
是有能的是现在的事是将来的事,
nor powers,
是有能的,
nor height nor depth,
是高处的是低处的,
nor anything in all creation,
是别的受造之物,
put it all together,
所有的这一切,
nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝, 这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
You do not need to fear the future.
所以你不必害怕未来。
Because nothing that comes into your life can separate you from God's love.
因为你生命之中无论任何事发生都不能把你与神的爱隔绝。
Paul is writing to an audience in Rome.
保罗是跟罗马的会众写这封
信。Most of them are poor.
他们中间很多人都很贫穷。
Many of them are slaves.
他们很多人是奴隶。
They are suffering.
他们在受苦。
And he says,
保罗说
I want to tell you something you need to know.
我想要告诉你一些你们需要知道的事。
Whatever you're suffering,
你无论受什么样的苦楚
never forget.
永远不要忘记
Nothing can separate you from the love of God.
没有任何一件事能够把你与神的爱隔绝。
Last night I finished the sermon, so this isn't in your notes, I'm sorry. But I finished the sermon, and last night I was reading a book on suffering.
昨天我把这个讲道稿写完之后，我就在读一本关于苦难的书。
Some light Saturday night reading to encourage me.
我喜欢读书嘛，到星期六晚上，我想读一点轻松的关于苦难的书，轻松嘛。
And the writer said this.
这个作者这么说。
In difficult times.
在困难的时候。
We all want someone who will hold us tight and never let go.
我们在困难的时候都希望能够紧紧地抱住一个人，那个人永远不会把我们松开。
We want someone who will love us when we are no longer attractive.
我们也在我们觉得自己一点吸引力都没有时候都没有的时候，我们也希望有那么一个人能够爱我们。
When we are no longer strong.
当我们不再强壮的时候。
And when we are no longer even able to fully show our love in return.
当我们甚至不能够用自己的爱去回报对方的时候。
We want to be loved when we're confused and angry.
我们也是希望能够被爱，在我们在觉得自己头脑混乱，自己甚至觉得很生气的时候，我们也希望有爱。
And we want to know that this love is forever.
我们也希望能够知道，这样的爱是永久的，不会改变的。
I read that and I went back to my sermon.
我读了这一段话，然后再回到我的讲道稿。
Because that's what Paul promises for us.
这其实就是保罗跟我们应许的这些话，是不是？
You see, you may face some tough times in this world.
我们在这个世界上可能会有很困难的时候。
And maybe someone you thought loved you will say, I can't face it with you.
也许你以为深深爱你的这个人跟你讲说我没法跟你一起面对这样的困难。
Or maybe they'll try to, but they can't solve it.
也许他是努力的想要跟你一起面对这样的困难，可是他做不到。
And you will feel alone in your suffering.
所以在苦难之中，你觉得你是孤单一人。
And I guess as we look to the future.
所以我猜想，我们看到往未来去看的时候。
When I talk to old people, people even older than me.
我去跟老人家讲话，当然那些老人家可能比我还要老的那些了。
People like Dr. Wingham.
就像温牧师一样。
I'm glad you're here, brother.
很高兴温牧师今天在这儿。
I know one of the fears.
我知道他们一个很大的恐惧就是。
When I'm no longer strong, attractive.
如果我不再强壮，我不再有吸引力。
When I can't take care of myself.
当我没法照顾我自己的时候。
Am I going to be alone?
我会是孤单一人。
And Paul says,
保罗说
you don't have to be afraid.
你不用害怕。
The writer said, we want to know that this love is forever.
我昨天读的那本书的作者说，我们想要知道这样的爱是永久的，不变的。
And Paul says,
保罗说
yes, it is.
是的，是永久不变。
Nothing that comes into your life,
你生命之中所有的任何一些的患难
will separate you.
都不会把你与神的爱隔绝，都不会让我们与神的爱隔绝。
So you don't need to be afraid of the future.
所以你不必为未来感到害怕。
Yes, there will be troubles.
是的，我们都会有生活中
困难的时候。Yes, our children will give us trouble.
我们孩子也会给我们带来一些困扰。
Yes, we'll get old and face health problems.
我们都会变老，我们的健康都会慢慢的衰败。
Yes, Satan will tempt us.
而且撒旦也会来诱惑我们。
But we don't.Have to be afraid of the future.
但是我们不必对未来感到恐惧。
Why?
为什么？
Because nothing can separate us from the love of God.
因为没有任何一件事能够让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for your promises.
主啊，我们感谢你的应许。
When we're afraid,
当我们感到害怕。